Grace and peace from God our Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Please take your seats. If you've looked at your bulletin and seen the order of service this morning, you'll notice that it has me on there five times. I will not be giving five messages. I may be blessed with the ability to do that. I'm not quite sure everyone here today is blessed with the ability to sit through all that for this morning. But we come this morning celebrating the risen King. It is the only reason that we are here. You know, you may be sitting here in this sanctuary this morning, or watching on the internet, or listening to an audio on the internet radio or whatever later on, and you're wondering about this. How is it that Christians get so wrapped up in this? And it's very simple. Every one of us at some time in our life has been an unbeliever. But there came a moment where in an instant we knew that we knew that we knew that a dead man got up and walked out of a grave. And so I come to you this morning. I hope you have your Bibles open. We have a place in your bulletin for you to jot down a few notes. I'm going to be up here only a couple of minutes each time as I read through the Gospel of John, chapter 20. And if you have your Bibles open there and you're at John chapter 20 right now, please say amen. If you're there with a paper Bible, say amen. Hallelujah. And one thing that we always do at Living Hope Baptist Church each and every week is whether you have it in digital or printed format, would you please hold the Word of God up over your heads all over the sanctuary. Amen. Hallelujah. You can put them back down. Reading from the Word of God. Our first point today is the appearance at the tomb. We see our first point today is the appearance at the tomb. Reading John chapter 20 verses 1 through 14. Pardon me, 1 through 10. If we can go to our next slide, please. If we could go to our next slide, please. Thank you very much. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter, therefore, went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together. And the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes laying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths there, lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw and he believed. For as yet they did not know the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. Each time you see in that passage when it says the other disciple, the Apostle John is speaking of himself. He doesn't want to make this about himself. He wants to make this about the Lord. And you'll notice that our praise team, our worship team, our band, our audio team, all of the prayer team, all of the folks here, this is not about Living Hope Church. This is not about us. This is about the Lord Jesus Christ. And have you ever wondered what the disciples were thinking after the crucifixion? You know, it's easy now. We know what happened. We have our Bibles. We know the story. But the disciples, I am sure they thought that they had been left all alone, that God had fallen silent. I'm sure they might have felt that Satan had won. So let me tell you something important here today. There is never a time when the Lord Jesus Christ is not speaking to us. There is never a room so dark, a tomb so closed, a day so frightening, a day so difficult at work, that the ever-pursuing, ever-present, relentless love of Jesus Christ is not pursuing you. Because He wants you in His heaven with Him. He pursues you. He taps gently on the doors of your heart like He may be doing this very moment. Never interpret the world's disbelief as Christ's absence. Christ is always here. You see, the disciples had forgotten. It was only a few days that before that Jesus Christ had said these very words, "Surely I will be with you to the very end of the age." What amazing words. And as we continue worship now, and our praise team returns, I just want you to understand that as the praise team sings, please stay in your seats. If the Holy Spirit moves you to stand up and sing, that's perfectly fine. But I want you to reflect as we continue in worship on what a beautiful name, what a beautiful name the name of Jesus is. Have you ever thought of that? What a beautiful name. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The last we looked, we saw the appearance of the tomb as Peter and John raced there through the early morning, Mary having brought the message, wondering, and how was that tomb? It was empty, amen? Amen. Hallelujah, it was empty. And as we continue our story now, not only do we see the appearance of the tomb, but now we see the appearance on the scene of Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene, of all people. Reading from the Word of God, John chapter 20, 11 through 18. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. It was early morning, possibly a fog in the area, the twilight of an early morning. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." Just like Jesus is saying right now, Doreen, Ruth Ann, Jamie, Gregory, Paulette, Mary. She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and to your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. I want you to understand something. It wasn't hope, but a sense of duty that led Mary up that mountain to the tomb of Jesus Christ. It was loving devotion of Christ, of Jesus, expecting absolutely nothing in return. After all, what could Jesus give? Based upon everything that they had seen, he was dead. The hope in their hearts was dead. But here is the empty tomb. And of all the people that Christ could have appeared to, why Mary? In those days, a woman could not testify. A woman had literally no rights whatsoever. And Mary, what kind of witness could she be? Jesus Christ, it's written in the Gospels, had cast not one, not two, not three, but had cast seven demons out of her. This was a woman of the street, a woman who had lived deep in sin, but had come to see Jesus as the Savior. I want to let you in on a great truth here this morning. Scripture is clear that Jesus Christ is the greatest women's rights activist in the history of the world. The greatest. He treated women with dignity, respect, as people of great worth. Jesus is, after all, God incarnate. You know, it says in the Bible that in the beginning God said, and let there be, and things were created. It says that the Holy Spirit of God hovered upon the face of the deep. But most of us forget that it was Jesus Christ that actually did the making of the creation. How do I know that? I am so glad you asked. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, jot that down on your margin. It reads, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him." Just in case you missed the point, it's all about Jesus. From the first page of the Bible to the very last. Jesus is the one that physically puts you together. He's the one that holds the atoms in your body together. So let me ask you this. Like Mary, that early morning, have you ever been heartbroken and left wondering, where is God? Lord, I'm going through such a difficult time right now. I could use some joy in my life. You see, the secret is in faith. Faith that God did exactly what he said he was going to do. That Jesus Christ was risen from the grave. And he defeated great death once and for all. You see, the faith sees the Savior at the darkest of times. Whether it's early in the morning with fog in the area or at other times. Faith realizes, as our praise team returns now, that God knows you. Have you thought about that? God knows you. The praise team is going to start with our next song called He Knows. You know, I was sharing with our Wednesday night crew that, you know, I mess up all the time. And people, for some reason, people have unrealistic expectations of preachers and pastors. But I mess up all the time. And there's times when I've let you down right here in this sanctuary. And, you know, what does the Bible say? God knows our heart. Amen? And when I mess up, I'll share with somebody that I'm so sorry and I apologize. And they say, that's okay, Pastor Larry. The Lord knows your heart. And I say, you're not helping. Here's the amazing thing. He knows our heart. And yet He died on the cross for each and every one of us. As our praise team sings, sing hallelujah to the Lord.
Thank you.
his feet. You know, we've seen the appearance of the tomb. It was empty. Hallelujah. Then we saw the appearance to Mary Magdalene, a sinner just like myself that the Lord Jesus appeared to. Now, she shared with the disciples. She shared the good news that Christ has been risen from the grave. And so a period of time now passes. Reading from the Word of God. John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. If you're there in your Bibles, please say amen. Amen. Then the same day at evening, during the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. You think? So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now think about this for just a moment. At the end of verse 18, Mary has seen the risen Savior. She's actually seen the risen Jesus Christ. She rushes back to tell the disciples the good news. That she is actually, physically, right there, hallelujah to the Lamb, seen the risen Christ. Verse 19, where do we find the disciples? Are they in the streets shouting the good news? No. Are they pulling Mary around saying, "Really? Folks, he is alive. He's risen. This Mary has seen him." No, sadly, they are hiding out from the people that had just killed Jesus, trembling. And then in a moment, Christ appears. "Peace with you." Listen, the doors were locked. And you can't tell me that when a dead man appeared right there in that room, it wasn't a genuine, go straight into the freak out mode moment. Verse 20 says that Jesus shows him the scars. Isn't that just like God? The Lord is so kind. They're so frightened. And he says, "Look, I went through this for you. Are you going through a tough time? Then call out to Jesus. Because when you do, there is nothing that can keep him away." You know, as our praise team comes and we prepare to sing our last group song called "You're Beautiful," I want you to reflect on the sheer beauty of your salvation through Jesus Christ. You see, each and every one of us that believe on the Lord Jesus has had those moments. Amen? If you have not, what we want you to understand is that this church does not want to go to heaven without you. Christians are not all about beating people in the head with the Bibles, pointing out how wrong they are about this, that, and the other. All that we are beggars telling other beggars where to find the banquet. And all God's people said, hallelujah. You know, the last moment, the last time I was up here, the disciples hiding out in the upper room. And Hallie, if you could come on up here, sweetheart. There you go. Now, looking next, he appeared to the disciples. Now let's talk about the appearance to Thomas. Reading from the Word of God, John chapter 20, verses 24 to 29. Now Thomas, called the twin, we now call him Doubting Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas said, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace with you." This is an I believe moment for Thomas. Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands. And reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, what so many of us have said in that moment when we received Jesus Christ, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, believe. Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." You see, similar scene, but now Thomas is with him. He wasn't there before. And Thomas is saying, "I don't care what you guys saw. I don't care what you say happened. I will only believe if I see it for myself. If I can touch the wounds that he suffered on the cross." Again, Christ appears, the same words, "Peace be with you." At this particular moment, I doubt there's anything like peace in the heart of Thomas. And after he is touched and seen, Thomas rightly says, "My Lord and my God." Now here's your nugget for this Easter Sunday. Are you ready for this? Everybody look up here for a moment. We're almost done. Because right here in this passage, Jesus gives you a blessing. See, Thomas could see. He could feel the wounds. But don't miss this. When you receive Jesus Christ by faith as Lord, Christ says that you are not only blessed with your salvation, but you are doubly blessed because you have seen, that you have believed without seeing. You see, we believe in the witnesses of the Scripture. Amen? Amen. And you are blessed when you have faith in what you have not seen. Now, Cliff, and I don't know who this young woman is right here. I remember she was like that. Cliff and his daughter Hallie. Brother Cliff is one of our elders and deacons. We'll now sing a song called "The Resurrection." The story of what happened day by day before the resurrection happened.
at the morn, before the dawn had come.
Demon danced
around, chanting, Satan, you have won. But God in all of his greatness stood up from the throne. He nodded to the angel to roll away the stone. And as the song began to rise, he opened up his eyes. The Father turned and said, my son's no longer dead.
Hallelujah. If that doesn't get your clapper going, nothing will. Amen? First, we saw the appearance of the tomb. It was empty. Then we saw the appearance to Mary Magdalene. Then we saw the appearance to the disciples, followed by the appearance for Thomas. And now we come to the culmination of everything. The reason Christ rose from the dead is the appearance was for you. And it was for me. Reading from the Word of God, the final two verses of chapter 20. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. That is the central message of the Bible. Right here in these few words we see the heart of God, that we might have life in Christ. See, frankly, I am interested in very little of the many other signs they talk about in the Scriptures. Amen? I'm not interested in those. Sure, those are fine. Those are good things. But really and truly, what can top being raised from the dead? You know, in this last couple of years, Living Hope Church, we have had memorials and funerals for a remarkably large number of people. And here's what I want to say, is that they are safely in heaven. Amen. But none of them got up and walked out during the service. Not a one of them. Only Christ has ever done that. And so as our praise team returns for our invitation song, this dead man got up and walked. And God took the time to write it down in the Holy Scriptures. To tell us that He sent His Son, Jesus, Yeshua. The name of Jesus means salvation. The Christ, the Anointed One. Messiah, the Son of God, the very God of the very God. If you will only believe and receive Him as Lord. You know, the Bible ends in the book of Revelation, chapter 17 of the final chapter, says, let whosoever will come freely and drink of the water of life. You see, I'm a whosoever will. We all have a past life, amen? We all have a past testimony, some of us a little more colorful than others. But Christ was raised from the dead strictly for somebody like me. When Christ went to the cross, He raised up His hands and said, I love you, I love you, I love you this much. See, there's No way our minds can comprehend the love of God. But that didn't stop Jesus from coming and dying on the cross for each one of us. You see, sometimes we forget that. We forget the gospel message, the news that God came to earth in human form, that He lived a perfect and sinless life, that He went to the grave, that He was in the grave 3 days, and He rose again. And we say, well, why is that? You see, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Son have been and always have been God. And at some point, God decided that He wanted a relationship with beings made in His own image. You see, the angels are not made in the image of God. You are. And when God reached down and breathed into Adam's mouth for the first time, and Adam opened his eyes in life, the first thing that he ever saw was the face of God. Hallelujah. But when the Godhead was making the decision that they wanted a relationship with someone made in their image, they knew, because God knows everything. Scripture says that those He foreknew, God knows what's coming. He is not only omniscient, He's prescient, which means He knows what's coming. That God, who foreknew those of us that would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, predestined us to be conformed to the image of Christ. What does that mean? Well, God knew that when He created us, that man would sin. And that once we sin, we are incapable of finding our way back to God. And so the Godhead determined that they would be created in His image. And God said, yes, but after they sin, there's no way they can come back to Me. There must be a sacrifice. There must be a sacrifice of someone that has lived a perfect, pure life. And not only that, when that person is sacrificed and is dead, that has to be a conquering of that death in the grave. The dead have to be raised again. And if people believe in that, then they go to heaven. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, Father, I will show them. I'll come to earth in heavenly form. I'll live the perfect sinless life. I'll die on the cross for their sins. I'll be raised from the dead, so that if they only believe in Me, that they would have everlasting life. See, John chapter 3 and verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. And see, the key word there is believe in His Son. Thomas, earlier in the Gospel of John, says, oh Lord, how do we know where You're going? How do we know how to get there? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me. That's the message of Scripture. And so now we're going to bow our heads and close our eyes for just a moment. I want you to look up here at me for just a moment longer. This is what it's all about. Whether you're here or watching on the internet, we want you to understand that if something happened during this service, and in a moment you were changed, and you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are already saved. Your place in heaven is assured. Scripture says that 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of angels gave a great shout. But we're going to formalize that in just a moment by saying a formal prayer. The prayer does not save you. We want you to follow that with believer's baptism. The baptism does not save you. How do I know that? Well, Living Hope Church knows this. We talk about it all the time because of the thief on the cross. One thief on the cross cursed God and went to an eternal separation and damnation. The other thief said, Lord, remember me when You come into Your kingdom. Jesus said to him, I assure you this very day you will join me in paradise. That thief did not have time to go to church. He did not have time to do good works. He didn't have time to serve on a wonderful praise team and band like we have. Oh, good Lord, he didn't have time to tithe. My goodness, all he had time to do was receive Jesus Christ as Lord. That is a secret, and don't you ever let anybody tell you secret. You don't tell you anything different. You don't have to knock on a bunch of doors to go make your way into heaven. Good works are a good thing. You simply need to receive Jesus Christ as Lord. With every head bowed and every eye closed, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the wonderful patience of your people and those that have come today, Father, to glorify your Son. Lord, for all of those that are present or on the internet that may have received Jesus Christ as Lord, Father, I ask that they repeat this prayer quietly in their hearts as a dedication to you. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came from heaven to earth in human form. I believe you lived a perfect, sinless life. I believe that you went to the cross and died for my sins. That you were in that grave for 3 days, but on the third day you rose again to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, because you have defeated death in the grave, today I confess that I am a sinner. I receive you as Lord. Please save me, Lord Jesus. And all of God's people said, Amen. If you would, now all over the sanctuary, please rise as we sing our final invitation song. Afterwards, we have just a couple of announcements and a baby dedication, but please rise, if you would, for our final invitation song. And as our praise team sings, if you receive Christ as Lord today, I'd ask that you come forward. I'd love to pray with you for a moment. If you have never been baptized and you'd like to follow the Lord in believer's baptism, please come forward. If you've been looking for a church home, come say, Pastor Larry, we want to call Living Hope Baptist Church our church home. But when the Lord says go, don't ever say no. As our praise team sings, God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. And He came to love, heal, and forgive. Come on now, you know the words, you know them. Through one more chorus and one more verse, and I want you to lift your heart up to the Lord. We're almost there, guys. We're almost done. I'm gonna get you home in time that pot roast in the oven is not getting overcooked. Hallelujah. So as we sing through one more time, lift your heart up to the Lord. You ready, praise team? Thank you. give thanks for this day. We give thanks for having come into your house. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit our website at www.lhcfl.com. Visit us on Facebook or get the ChurchLink app from the App Store. Again, thank you, and we hope to see you in service soon.